You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Karen Garrett, and she is with City Athletic Club, and we are going to find out all about Karen and her wonderful business. She's out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and does orthopedic therapy, training, and nutrition programs for sports competitors, and of course, everybody's favorite, massage therapy. So let's, without any further ado, welcome her to the show. Karen Garrett, welcome.
Thanks.
You are very welcome. The honor is, of course, on my side of the microphone. So, Karen, could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing down there in Las Vegas and with City Athletic Club? What sort of things are you helping the folks of Nevada with?
My business name is Fixed by KG because I fix people. That's the best way to describe what I do. I help people be free from pain, and I help athletes be able to perform better. So I do orthopedic sports massage therapy. I'm connected with some chiropractors, functional medicine doctors out here, and I work with a lot of professional athletes, a lot of bodybuilders. I used to be a competitive bodybuilder myself.
Wow.
And my background is in personal training, so I train clients as well, but I also like to help people with corrective exercise because training is a luxury, but keeping somebody out of pain is a necessity. So I started to go that route.
Right. And I think that's fantastic because I think a lot of people sort of forget that people who are suffering from chronic pain, there are other ways outside of the medication pharmaceutical route that they can try and get some relief from some of this horrible pain that's being caused by whatever injury that they incurred. Now, Karen, people coming to you, what sort of pain are they in? And from your experience, where did this pain start?
Oh, it depends on the different, you know, I have everywhere from athletes to somebody's mother coming in to see me.
Right.
You know, and I have a lot of people that, you know, that are, they train at Orange Theory and they're hardcore runners and, you know, they just wear and tear in their body.
Yeah.
And they're always hurting something and they don't stop. So, you know, we, so they, you know, they're tough mudder people, the Spartan race people. And I think just, a lot of it's wear and tear on the body. And then also a lot of pain is just from being sedentary, sitting at a desk or standing on your feet all day long. So no matter whether you're training hard or you're not training at all, people seem to have the same problems. Frozen shoulder, a lot of back pain. I've been getting a lot of feet pain as well. So it depends on the person, but it could be coming from both ends of the spectrum of life.
Yeah, you brought up an interesting thing there, actually, which is something I never thought about, but it makes perfect sense. I guess whether you're a hardcore fit person and you're waking up at 6:30 in the morning every day to go out for a run, or you're waking up at 6:30 every day to go to work and sit at a desk for 8 hours, regardless, your body's in motion in one way or another, whether it's sitting in a standstill position or whether you're running and putting all that stress on the knees and the feet. I imagine that both sides feel pain and both sides need relief from that pain.
Correct. And I'm also a holistic health practitioner. That's what I went to school for, in integrated body work. So I really treat the body as a whole. So, you know, I take a look at what are they sedentary? What are their workout
right.
habits? What does their posture look like? I do structural alignment. So help people bring in their posture back. You know, everybody has tight pecs, rolled forward shoulders, so the head goes forward. And that's where the neck and the trap pain comes along. And next thing you know, the arm has numbness and tingling down the arm because some nerve is being compressed up, you know, by the neck or the pec area. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's sitting at a desk or, you know, benching heavy. Everybody has the same problem.
Now, Karen, I feel like you're the perfect person to kind of ask about this because not only are you doing the training, but you used to train yourself, which I think is fascinating. So you kind of understand where some of these people are coming from. So whether you're sitting at a desk all day or you're putting your body through the ringer, are there any sort of tips that you can give folks to kind of keep themselves out of being in pain all the time? Or, like, for instance, if you're sitting at a desk all day, I mean, would it'd be a bad thing if you got up maybe once an hour to kind of take a 5-minute brisk walk. Or if you're putting your body through the ringer, would it be a bad idea to say, you know what, maybe I'll take Sundays off. Maybe I won't go for a run.
Yeah, the always first things first is listen to your body because it talks.
Yeah.
And, you know, stretching and keeping your body limber, you know, on my Instagram, or I always post little things on, you know, if you're sitting at a desk, these are some great stretches to do throughout the day to keep your body mobile. Because what happens is our bodies tend to lock up, move, stay forward. So if we can just always keep our bodies, like, stretched out so that things don't get tight, that's the best thing to do. And don't, like, underestimate a little tiny, you know, even like a little 3-minute stretch in the morning. Like, I live with chronic pain myself. That's why I'm so passionate about what I do. I have back pain. And every morning I get up and I do certain stretches and I'm good for the day. And it really makes a difference. It really does. So don't underestimate, even if you only have 3 minutes in the day to stretch. But over time, that 3 minutes, you know, every day for a week is going to be better than not doing it at all.
That is actually a great point. My father suffers from extreme back pain. I feel so bad for the guy. But he had back surgery maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And one of the things that his doctor kind of told him to do was every morning just kind of get up and give your body a little stretch. You know, like you put your arms up and you go from side to side. And it just kind of gets things moving, gets you ready for the day. And he swears by it, says it helps him immensely. So folks out there listening, if you're in chronic pain, do a little stretching. It can't hurt, right?
It cannot. Nope.
Unfortunately, I do have to end the show. But before I let you go, we need to find out a little bit more information about you. First of all, how can people get in touch with you on the net? And how can people find out a little bit more information about your company, Fixed by KG, out of the City Athletic Club?
I have my own website, and it's simple, fixedbykg.com. My email's on there as well. You know, and then there's also my Instagram, which is my name, Karen Garrett 80. I do a lot of educational stuff on there as well. Facebook, I'm Fixed by KG. I'm always, you don't have to be in my area to learn from me. I'm always putting information out there. I'm very educational because I want, not everybody has a Fixed by KG in their town. So if I could help you from afar, and any emails that come to me, I respond back with some stretches or point them in the right direction or look for a therapist that has these type of techniques under their belt to help you get out of pain.
Oh, wonderful. Karen Garrett, ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful human being. Thank you so much for coming on and talking a little bit about some of the issues that are plaguing folks with chronic pain. We really appreciate it. And of course, wish you the absolute best of luck with your business, Fixed by KG. So make sure you go to the website, fixedbykg.com, and check her out. And Karen, thank you so much for coming on.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.